And on the line now, I have Councillor Donna Cooney with the Green Party. Good afternoon, Donna.
Good afternoon, John.
And thanks very much for taking the call. The crazy things have been happening over the past couple of nights. Last night, two busts of Luke Kelly were vandalised. And the night previous to that, there was two trees, one in Santry Domain, and the other beautiful Tree of Life down there in Clontarf, which I believe you actually witnessed the creation of this.
I did, yeah. Very sad to see that. I spoke to the artist when he was the woodcarver, when he was working on it a few times, in fact, as he was working on it over a long period of time. He came back twice, and it was commissioned by Dublin City Council Parks as a piece there on a tree that had died, you know, on the corner, just, everybody knows it, just opposite the causeway entrance. And he was working away on that with scaffolding, you know, for weeks, months even. And you know, in just, you know, a couple of moments, that amount of destruction had been done to it. Luckily enough, the fire brigade got it out. If the fire service weren't so quick, it could have been, the whole thing could have been, you know, basically, you know, destroyed. So the Dublin City Council Parks are working on it at the moment. They have somebody, working on it in terms of getting all the blackening off. It seems to have been darkened, the wood in parts. But it's coming back okay in other parts, and then some of it, it's, you know, maybe 2 or 3 centimetres in thickness, it's burned through, so a lot of the detail will be lost. But we are hopeful that the artist might be able to come over at some point and you know, recarve some of the detail in the animals. But, I mean, it's a beautiful piece of work, and why anybody would want to destroy something. And it's so well loved by the public.
Yeah.
It's very accessible as an art piece. It's not something that you think, all right, how could you, you know, is that something you need to sort of appreciate or understand more about artwork? It was very, very accessible and very much loved by every member of the public. I've never heard a comment against it, you know. So that's what makes me wonder, like, why, you know, why target something of beauty that is, you know, a public piece that's there for everybody to enjoy freely, that's very, you know, very accessible and very well loved by all the community of all ages. So it seems to be, you know, it seems to be very, you know, I can't understand if it's just wanton vandalism, or when you've got things like Luke Kelly happening and then the tree being burned. I mean, there has to be some effort put into that, and you'd have to question, you know, what the motivation is behind this, you know.
Yeah, and there was, you know, the petrol had to have been brought as well into this. And so, as you say, it was planned. It wasn't just, it didn't just happen.
No, people are talking about, you know, teenagers going around. And, you know, I think to sort of, you know, bandy about the fact that some youth are doing it with no better time on their hands is not necessarily the truth. Let's find out. I mean, you know, in terms of the Luke Kelly that has been found, not, some evidence to say that it's not youth that have been thing that it's so I don't think we can be, you know, saying that it's, you know, I don't think we can be commenting that it's, you know, youth has put nothing better time in their hands until we find out, because I know a lot of young people really, really admire this and you know, I can understand the amount of work that's been put into it. So let's not just, you know, jump to the conclusion that it's young people going around with nothing better to do. I think that this is, you know, I feel that this has been done deliberately, and, you know, not just a sort of a random act of vandalism, but a deliberate act of destruction, and we have to find the culprit, and we have to stop this happening. There's absolute outrage. I've never actually experienced so much outrage. It's been, you know, the media have covered it, but I mean, people themselves, it's all over everybody's social media, And I've had a huge reaction. I've had an awful lot of people contact me about this and offer all sorts of support. You know, Debbie Deegan's written a book which features some characters on that tree. She's offering to sell the book to fund some restoration. People have come forward from all the community that want to, you know, and I think people were very, very moved and felt, you know, to see the hurt of the artist on RTE News. You know, he put so much work into that, you know, and he was very visibly upset.
Yeah. This is Tommy Craig, you were talking about.
Tommy Craig. He was visibly very, very upset to see this destruction of this piece because, you know, this was a period in his life and time, and I think he really enjoyed, who wouldn't love, what a place to work in the open, on a biosphere overlooking Bull Island. You know, it's in an amazing location to work in. And I think he had really good memories of that time in his life. And it's one that if you look on his website, it's that piece that he has as his feature. He's done work all around the world, Tokyo, everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's that piece he has as his main, you know, piece that he feels, you know, most proud of on his website. So I really think it was very, very special for him as it was for us.
Yeah.
You know, so absolutely devastating for him to see that. And as all artists, you know, I know myself as an artist as well as a public representative, I know it's been a tough time for us because so much of our work we haven't been able to show our work. Many weren't able to get into the studios until recently.
Yeah.
Many people had exhibitions either, you know, cancelled or postponed. I had work on that was to be in the St. Patrick's Day Parade that I do annually. A lot of work in that was that was gone, you know. So
yeah.
A lot of people had work, maybe years of work that was supposed to be in an exhibition didn't happen. So that's visual artists, but other people, theatres, plays didn't go ahead, you know. So much, you know, concerts, gigs, record launches, book launches, the whole round of it. So it's been a very difficult time for artists. So I think this happened at a particularly bad time for Tommy as well. So I really felt for him. Really did feel for him, you know. I just hope he can come back and at some point in the future and complete it and have some other fond memories, and we can show him how much we appreciate him, you know, in Dublin and particularly on the north side, that we really do appreciate his work. And you know, this is a very much a minority. You know, this could be one person or a very small group of people. And we want to make sure it never happens again. Unfortunately, I got an update from the parks to say that doesn't seem to have been caught on CCTV. But, you know, we're still following lines of inquiries. Yeah, so... we do need to put in some mechanism to protect these sculptures. This new launch, in fact, we get a report next week at the Arts and Culture SPC on a new development, which is Dublin City Council Parks are going to be commissioning with the Arts Office. They're going to be commissioning sculptures for art pieces for the Dublin City Parks. One of them is going to be in St. Anne's. This is major commissions, and there's going to be working with the Irish Visual Arts Rights Association as well. So they've come together really to do. There'll be a sort of a lot about public art. There'll be a book about it. There'll be a website. There'll be trails, and also major commissions. One of them is going to be as well. There's going to be a temporary piece to promote this whole sculpture in Dublin. And that, yes, has to go ahead through the committee, but it will be a temporary piece that they'll commission for the, you know, the plinth and the Daniel Content outside City Hall. So we need to get a report on that as well. So that'll be another major commission. So if we're going to be commissioning this work, which is great for the people of Dublin and great for the artists who, you know, get the commissions. We need to protect these pieces, and people need to, you know, I know people do appreciate them, but I mean, part of this will be a public knowledge and information about public art and sculpture in the public domain. So I think, you know, to bring the public with us, and really we need to be like custodians of this work and make sure that everybody, you know, that it becomes like something like that. You don't need notoriety for it, that you're actually so condemned, and you're like almost like, you know, the people will look at you so badly for doing something like this, to damage something that's in, you know.
We just mentioned that the person or people who actually did this, they've upset probably their own family, their own friends, and I don't know, would they even feel guilty? It's hard to fathom what goes through their minds.
Well, until we know who it is, we don't know what their motivations or their reasons are. So I suppose we can't jump to that conclusion. But, I mean, it's out and out outrage from the public.
Yeah.
You know, and I suppose in a way I'd have to say I'd have to temper some of that anger and hope that it doesn't get misdirected, because I think people need to focus on getting it repaired and then protecting it into the future. Obviously we need to find who the culprit is, but I don't know, you know, I don't know what their reasonings or their history or what their state you know is in terms of, you know, who that person is until we find out who they are. Let's not jump to any conclusions, and I think an outrage about the whole idea of it, and that is, in a sense, if that can be challenged into public protecting and letting anybody know that might ever think of damaging it again, or the locality, I think, to know that the public are completely against you on this. You have no support in what you're doing, and whatever sort of form of, you know, notoriety you think you're going to get from this, you know, it's just utter condemnation, and nobody understands you or supports you in any way.
I'm going to have to finish up quite soon now, Donna, because of restrictions to studios because it is COVID-19. I just want to say, I don't think the public would really be too happy if we had to fence off all our sculptures and things like that.
No, people like to be, they're tactile, and sculpture in itself, normally, unless it's, you know, delicate or, you know, a temporary piece, you know, people like to really do like to come up close, you know, and it's, this in itself is a very tactile piece, you know, people, you know, people like to come up really close and to see all the creatures, and not just children. So, you know, it is not going to be fenced. It won't be fenced. I wouldn't be supportive of that in Dublin City Council Parks. Official who I spoke to earlier this morning wouldn't be in favour of that, you know, because it would take away from the piece. But any of our pieces, it would take away from it. You know, so I do think that, you know, we need to leave them. You know, it wouldn't even look as good. You know, in terms of the aesthetics, it would look as a good a piece with any sort of fencing around it. But we do need to look at Dublin City Council Parks don't have access to CCTV cameras. It's not my business to do that, but I think we do need to look at how we might protect our art in the public domain. And I will be putting down a motion looking for whatever means we need to do, including education and also monitoring. But Dublin City Council themselves won't be able to do that security, so it'll need to come from another body to do that. We can't expect somebody in parks to be monitoring, 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm going to look for the resources to make sure that it is protected into the future and that our sculptures are protected into the future.
Okay, Donna, listen, once again, thank you very much for taking the call, and sorry that we have to end so quick.
And thank you for having me on, and you know, let's hope that this negative, terrible thing that happened can be turned into a positive, and we can protect things, work into the future, and we will have new work available in the next coming months and years.
Yeah, and I agree with you there. There's a huge lot of disgust out there about this whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay, Donna, hopefully we'll talk again.
Thanks,
thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.